Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Scanner.
What a wonderful life! History can fix your culture to die! What a wonderful life! Cling to the precious human life, there's more and more to buy! Precious, precious human life, stack it up to the sky! And buy a bunch of crack. What a wonderful life. Bacon and fast food out your ass. What a wonderful life. Cling to the precious human life. There's more and more to buy. Precious, precious human life. Stack it up to the sky.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Living Life to the Emptiest by Scanner from their latest album, out of Pennsylvania. And been going for a very long time, Scanner, Tony. Good old school punks there. What is Scanner's website?
Scannerband.com.
Scanner1979.com. Poorly being internet one, Tony Nil, and that gives you a clue just to how long Scanner have been going. And hello to Joe from Scanner. I imagine you'll be listening to the show you do normally. Great new album, my friend. Very pleased to play a track of it. Be playing more tracks in future weeks.
Excellent.
Now, have you got any jokes about David Cameron? Because, my God, everyone else has.
Hasn't it just? Yeah, wow.
Like, oh, Christ. It was like, yeah, all right. Now, the thing is, have you got an opinion on this?
I've only heard the general pigfuckery of it, but...
I'm going to pick you up on that straight away. The language you've used there.
Yeah.
Pigfuckery. For those of you around the globe who may not be aware of this story, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, it is alleged, while at university, in a ceremony for him to join this real kind of cliquey upper class dining club, he allegedly put his penis in the severed head of a dead pig. These are the alleged facts. What's happened since then is every single person on Facebook, be they a comedian or not, is put, and on Twitter and anywhere else on social media and just in conversation, everyone's just making up jokes to do with David Cameron, in your words, and a bit of pig fuckery. And it's just gone for everything from it saved Jeremy Corbyn's bacon to it looked, I wonder if he really did Kermit the crime, to, you know, Prime Minister's question times, I always thought he really suffered PM's porkies, just everything that goes with it. Have you seen the Obama meme going around?
No.
Where there's three photos, the first one David Cameron holding the phone, he says, "Hi mate, can you hear me okay? And it comes back that Obama then says, "Well, not really, there appears to be some crackling on your end." Right? There's just more and more of them, and I'm not happy about it. I'll tell you why, Tate.
Why is that?
Anyway, because think about David Cameron's background. David Cameron is a privileged man. settled in the Cotswolds, not sure whether he's brought up in the Cotswolds, but a farming community. He went to the rarefied atmosphere of Oxford University, where he got a very, very good degree, would have been tutored in good behaviour and good breeding, and all the evidence suggests that David Cameron, Tony, did not fuck a pig's head.
Yeah?
He made love to a pig's head. Probably took it out for dinner first.
it would be rude not to.
It would, wouldn't it? You know, I think he would have been a sensitive lover. That's what I'm saying. That's why I picked you up. I was hoping you'd say that, actually. That's why I picked you up on the pig fuckery bit, because, no, way too sensitive for that sort of thing. He made sweet love to a pig's head.
And sensitive lover.
But it's a complete waste of time, isn't it? Because this is the kind of thing that could bring a Prime Minister down, except that the Tories are in for another 5 years. At the same time, we've got an exciting new Labour leader, as discussed last week, but he's got 5 years to mess it up. So no matter what happens, this is a good time for both parties to get rid of a lot of rubbish, isn't it?
This is the second week of politics, I've just realised. Yeah, you're right.
Good Lord.
Wow.
We should play something else. I'm going to excite you now. Oh, by the way, if you have a joke for us, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, and we'll read it out. All David Cameron jokes, welcome. Let's get this thing going. I'm going to cheer you up, Tone, now, I think. I'm going to cheer you with a band from Nottingham.
Oh, excellent.
A band from Nottingham who sent me an email saying, we've just been recommended that we get in touch with you by someone at Undercover Festival. So I don't know who it was, but I'd like to thank them because I've listened to their music and I love it. A band called Headstone Horrors. Do you know Headstone Horrors, Tone?
No, I don't.
They're a kind of horror punk, death rock, 100 mile an hour goth, super punk, girl fronted. You'll love them, Tone.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's your sort of thing. It's basically punk rock with a lady singing, and that just sort of boxes for you, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just, yes.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, fantastic band. Let's see what you think of this. And we will play more in future weeks. In fact, I've already earmarked one of their tracks for our Halloween show, which is suddenly not so far away, Tony.
That's true, yeah. It's not, is it?
The punky highlight of the year, the Halloween show. And I can already say we won't be letting you down this year. Now, what is Headstone Horror's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Headstone Horrors.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie the Internet One, and this is Silent Moonlight. We'll be right back.
bag buttons,
listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band I meant to mention we were going to be playing after Headstone Hollers, but anyway, forgot. That was, of course, two songs in a row. The second one being Dead Clones and a track called Get Lost. Hope you enjoyed that. Dead Clones, Tony, all the way from Sao Paulo.
Excellent.
In Brazil, and got in touch with us. So we're already jumping about continents on this week's show. Oh, yes.
That's what we
do. I wonder if we'll get interplanetary after that. Anyway, thanks very much to Dead Clones. Getting in touch again, directly, actually. So we've had quite a few Sao Paulo bands in touch in the last year, largely thanks to us playing one. Word gets round, doesn't it, every once
it
in a while?
It does, yeah.
A few. But it's great. The more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely brilliant. What is Dead Clones' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Dead Clones Band.
Facebook.com/Dead Clones. Probably be the internet too. Tony one. Yeah, invention, Tony. Sometimes is not required. Sometimes it's the simple things that get you the points. Although there was a simple thing that didn't get Nottingham Forest the points at the weekend. The simple thing being one Henry Lansbury, who took quite possibly the worst penalty I've ever seen in my life.
Ah, who's that against?
It was against Middlesbrough, the top team, who we could have beaten.
Oh, okay.
And he made himself and the rest of the team look very silly. Anyway, I don't want to dwell on that.
Hmm.
I'd rather dwell on Facebook. We got any comments?
We do.
Good, that means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
And I will never tire of that.
Excellent.
Go for it.
Yep, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. It's that simple. Do get in touch. That's what it's there for. Do let us know if what we're doing good, what we're doing bad. Just let us know. Let us know David Cameron joke if you want. We'll just get in
if
touch.
You like.
Yeah. So, Fatboy's been in touch.
Hello, Fatboy.
He says, must have listened to see if I do like fucking pigs. and he later replied saying, I discovered yesterday whilst driving past the Mansfield turning on the M1 that I do indeed like fucking pigs.
There you go. That fits in very nicely because also David Cameron loves to make sweet love to pigs.
We're a week ahead of time, you see. God, brilliant.
If you're wondering about that reference, you need to listen to last week's show.
Yes.
Which was phenomenally good.
It was good.
You did like the music, did you?
Yeah.
I thought you probably would.
Yeah, that's my thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But thanks, Fatboy. Nes Coy's been in touch.
Hello, Nes.
To say, another fabulous show. Never fails to put a smile on my face. Especially the fucking pigs track.
There you go.
Keys attack. There you go.
It's like, it was perfect timing. We didn't realise it, did we?
No. And some politics, which was great. Since Corbyn got elected, I've rejoined the Labour Party. In fact, I've not been so excited about politics since I stumbled into the women-only peace camp at Greenham Common. Politics is what punk rock was invented for. Thanks, Nes Coy.
Well, Nes, and thanks very much for the explanation of punk rock's history.
There you go.
Yeah, brilliant. No, absolutely great. Well done, mate. I'm glad that you've been repoliticised.
I hope this week's politics has helped you out as well.
I'm sure it would have done.
Hmm. That's it for Facebook.
Well, in that case, that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
And now for something ridiculous, Tony.
Okay.
Now, as you know, I'm not a great fan of metalcore.
No.
No, and we don't play a lot on the show. However, coming up, a band called Chugaboom. Have you heard of Chugaboom?
I haven't, no.
I think you might do, right? Chugaboom are a band, a kind of metalcore, hardcore, everything core, supergroup of secret members who have got together to make a Taking the Piss metalcore album. Right. And they've steampunked it up. And Tony, as I say, I'm not a big fan of metalcore, as I say, but I listen to some of these songs. And when you can make out the lyrics, they're really funny. And I've picked a track off their latest album. It's just, mate, this is... I kind of just want you to just hear it.
Okay.
Maybe we can have a little chat about it afterwards. All right.
Okay.
All right, so let's see. Anyway, what is, Tony, what is Chugaboom's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Chugaboom.
No, Facebook.com/Chugaboom UK. Pull the set 3, Tony 1, and just see what you make of this. Smoke Rings of Saturn.
We're up in lots of fun tonight. Whoa, no competition, we're so fast.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I don't know what to make of that. The thing is, they've set up as a laugh. They've recorded this album as a laugh. And they're already getting really good reviews and they're getting fans. And I think they're going to end up having to tour it. Right? And it'll be really funny because obviously these could be guys that are in serious bands that fans look up to and all that. And then suddenly they find out they've just done this Mickey tape thing and it's all going to come out for them. But it's absolutely brilliantly observed. I mean, don't forget, musically, very, very good. Mm. Lyrically, very, very funny. Not my sort of thing, but I have enjoyed listening to it today, and I am going to stick it on in the car as well, just because anyone who gets it with me goes, what on earth are you listening to? And check out the lyrics. Like, it's really, really good. And a good, I mean, in its own right, a good metalcore album.
Mm.
You know, that's the thing. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. Did you do anything last week?
No, I've been largely dealing with the sale of Tony Towers, which is going through. Dealing with solicitors and all that kind of stuff and work, so it's been administratively heavy this week, so no, not really. What are you up to?
Not a lot either.
No
I went to I did a gig in Bracknell last Friday night at the Cellar Bar at Southfield Park. Absolutely brilliant, Tony.
Oh good.
What a laugh. I've not done there for a couple of years. It's one of the longest running gigs on the circuit. It's been running, like, I think it's its 30th year next year. Yeah, really, really impressive. I first did it 20 years ago, at least. Maybe more. Blimey. God, that's frightening, isn't it? And, just a terrific, absolutely brilliant, terrific show. And thanks so much to all the other acts that were on, that were all friends of mine, actually. Brian Higgins, Steve N. Allen and Josh Howie, you all did excellent jobs. All three acts kind of, in fact, the four of us were kind of four generations of stand-up within one era. How about that?
Wow, okay.
How about that?
Nice.
Because me being the one being around the longest, then Brian after me, then Josh, then... Oh, Steve's an arrow of East, really. He's only been going about 8 years. But just a really good show, and the real mixed audience, and a real mixed bill, and really good fun, and the way stand-up comedy's supposed to be.
All right, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I've got news about how I'm not doing anything this week, later on in the show as well. That'll be obviously very exciting.
Excellent.
And also, now, we're going to play From the Vaults, but it's not From the Vaults. It's a band we've never played before, but it is From the Vaults.
Okay.
But it's not from our vaults.
All right.
Yeah.
Could have been confused.
Yeah, that's right. There's a new band in town, Tony. Well, they're not in town. They're in Las Vegas. They're in that town. I'm afraid I don't know where Chuggaboom are from, if you were wondering. They're from all of us, shan't. But Franks and Deans, this has come through from Squid Hat. Hello, Squid Hat, by the way. I know, since we've done that special the other week, they can't send us enough now. Absolutely brilliant. I haven't heard a bad band from Las Vegas.
No.
That's not a bad shout, though, is it? Las
not
Vegas,
really, yeah.
Great place for music. And this band are called Franks and Deans, Tony. Franks and Deans, they put themselves together as a punk rock rap pack.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Oh, yeah. And they're basically playing a load of old swing rap pack numbers. And the one that I've chosen, we were sent two, and the one I've chosen could have played Ain't That a Kick in the Head, but instead nice. I've gone for Lady is a Tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp. Right? And, it's great. And they've got an album coming out of all of it. It might even be out. You can certainly find out more via their website, which is
franksanddeansLV.com.
franksanddeans.com. Sometimes it's the simplicity that gets you the point.
Overthunk it.
I'd have gone with that as well. For those of you wondering why that is that the LV, Tony's remembered, and now he knows any time I mention Las Vegas, he's going to put LV onto the end of it. LV standing for Las Vegas, and lots of Las Vegas bands put LV in their website or their Facebook page, and nobody cares. Let's just play the song, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
That's why the lead is a tramp.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers for the people she hates. That's why that lady is a tramp. Doesn't like rap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in earnings and pearls. Won't miss a third for the rest of the girls. That's why that lady
so damp. That's why that lady is a tramp. Won't go to crap games with sharpies or frogs. Won't go to Harlem and Lincoln's or Fords. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broads. That's why that lady's a tramp. She loves that free, fresh wind in her hair and life without care. She's a swinger, a humdinger, hates California. So cold and so damp. That's why that lady. Oh, that's why that lady. That's why that lady is a tramp.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I didn't say the score before that. It is, of course, Paulie B and the Internet 4, Tony Wall, and I hope you enjoyed that punk swing.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now, right, there was something else I was going to say then, and I've already forgotten, which means, quite frankly, Tony, all I've got to say is, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, another week, another gigs, more gigs at the 12 bar club. It's on Holloway Road in London. Do check it out if you have the time. There's still some oddness going on. There's nothing on this Saturday or Sunday, but there is something on Thursday and Friday. So,
oh, you're messing with my mind again. Why can't we just have an old threefer?
I just don't know what's going on. There's nothing on between now and next Tuesday. There's two gigs.
Right.
So, Thursday night, Hannah Piranha, Born of the Sun, The Dust, and Skyhook. It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
Bish Bosh.
Thursday night, how much thing that would be?
The whole Thursday night. See, fiver.
£6.
Oh.
So, check that out. Friday night, Fernaise or Fernazi, Max Dimmers, and Second Rate Angels. And that's Max DMYZ.
I love you reading out band names.
Max Dimmers. Yeah, don't know. I don't know how to pronounce them or what they're about, but I do know how much it is to get in. How much do you think it is?
£6.
Free entry.
Oh, goodness sake.
It's all over the place, isn't it?
So that's 60.
Yes.
Miles away from where the devil lives.
Miles away. Same side of the road, but yeah, there's nowhere near it.
Yeah, so it is the same side of the road, and it is technically, I suppose, they could occasionally get his post.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah,
if the postie's half asleep and all that, so they might have had to nip up there just to drop off the Devil's Reader's Digest.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah.
All right. Anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
I'm gonna rock it up a bit, Tony.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna rock it up Blackpool. So I'm gonna Blackpool rock it up, Tony.
Nice.
A band from Blackpool, and they're a rock band. You gotta think it through. You gotta be Blackpool's car. You can't be Blackpool rock. That has only just occurred to me. We've played this band several times. It's rock from Blackpool. It's Blackpool rock, Tony.
Excellent.
The Senton Bombs. I reckon if you cut them in half, if you cut them at any point, you'd see rock written within them.
Excellent.
Like a big pink candy tree of rock. they're absolutely brilliant, is what I'm trying to get around to, and I'm saying it in a very clumsy manner, suggesting now that the Senton Bombs are in fact pink. But I've got no idea what colour the men are. Anyway, look, I almost feel like saying, can you edit this? No, you probably should. Let's try this again. From Blackpool, Tony, a fantastic rock band called the Centon Bombs, which sometimes verge on the side of punk from rock, hence their regular appearance on this show. They've got a new album out. I think it's a new album or single. Anyway, this is a new track. That's what I'm getting around to. You can find out the correct information by visiting their website, which is...
CentonBombs.com.
It is indeed. Hmm. Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 4. This is Mainstream. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Mainstream, like it.
Mm.
Blackpool, rock.
Pink, legs.
Did he say pink legs?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, were you playing word association by yourself there?
Yeah, just see, look, you know, just say what you see.
Well, I have some legs just walked into the room.
I was looking at myself. I'm naked. That's
my good lord. Right, Tony, in that case then, I'm not going to ask you what you're doing this week, because if you've already got undressed for it, I don't want to know. Are you doing anything this week?
No, not really. The usual. What are you up to?
Well, I was supposed to be going to Edinburgh.
All right, okay.
For the weekend. But it looks like it might not be. So all the things I was going to be doing this weekend, I might not be. But I don't know yet.
Right, cryptic.
But I will know tomorrow, but tomorrow's too late for this show. So you just have to find out next week if I get up to anything or whether I just sit in a flat being miserable. I won't sit in a flat being miserable, Tony, because what I'll do is I'll listen to the plethora of great music that I already have and is sent to me every week.
That's true.
And a brief note about Wonk Unit.
Oh, okay.
Like Wonk Unit, as you know, now signed to TNS Records. That's a marriage made in punky, basically.
It is.
And TNS have helped them to do a mini re-release of their first full-length album, Raising the Japanese Flag, which is just a great album, but only on vinyl and limited to 300 copies, 100 of which are one colour and 200 of which are the other colour, and they're going to be selling them during their tour as support for Slaves.
Nice.
If that makes sense to you.
Yes.
And I decided not to play a track off it this week.
Okay.
It is available. I think it will be available for download. Oh, it is available already for download, I suppose. But I've decided not to play a track from it simply because we have played that album to death.
We have. And Kathy, we played quite recently, and that's on the album as well, isn't it?
And Wonk Unit have new material coming, which we will, of course, be featuring as well. But best of luck with it. Hope it goes really, really well. You know we love you. And that's why we've taken the time now to say, by the way, make sure you check them out on Tour with Slaves. And also, if you'd like to go ahead and buy the album, it's just wonkunit.com, isn't it?
Yes.
So if you go to wonkunit.com, you'll find out how to buy the album. It is a terrific album. If you don't have it already on CD or electronically, and you don't live in the UK, then get it anyway. If you do live in the UK, try and pick up one of the vinyl releases, because they will be collector's items very quickly, and they're also brilliant.
It's a great album.
It really is a really great album.
Yeah.
And there's some information, sort of sleeve notes about it, where he says, where Alex the Mighty Cougar says it was a moment in his life when he'd been through a lot of rubbish and he was getting himself straight, but with hindsight he probably wouldn't have had a photograph of him naked covered in period blood on the front cover.
Yeah, it is disturbing.
The most disturbing. Oh, well, no, actually it's not as disturbing as the next album, Trolley's Thank You, which has got him in makeup and those ridiculous socks. Which is actually, well, anyway, if you've never heard of Wonk Unit before, you need to. That's what we're saying, basically. And if you have already, you like them, because I've never met anyone who doesn't.
No, every time we played them, it always been well received.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's play two bands in a row, shall we?
Okay.
I'll remember this time. Stay tuned for The Offenders, who are a band from Italy, relocated to Berlin, performing good old-fashioned two-tone ska. You know, we had the band last week, didn't we? That we said, oh, this isn't as old school as it suggests it is. This is. And they described the music as hooligan ska, but we'll talk about them after we've heard them and a band before them that we're going to hear now, which is Damn Vandals. So every time Damn Vandals bring out a new single, we play one of the tracks off it. And we're keeping up that tradition. Now, this time round, I don't think this came through via Manila PR. I think Damn Vandals came direct to us. I'm not absolutely sure about that, but they were certainly introduced to us by Manila PR, and hello to Manila PR.
Excellent.
This is their new single, two tracks. Apparently all the singles they've been bringing out will be released on an upcoming album as well. This in the same style as Limousine, Tony.
Oh, okay.
They do a similar thing. They bring out singles and they bring that out as an album. And famously for Punky Radio, Zombina and the Skeletones brought out a number of EPs and what have you, and then brought them out as Monsters on 45, which is arguably still their best single album, because it just brings together these things, which is in the same style as A Sister of Mercy, who brought out Some Girls Wander by Mistake, which was a collection of their EPs, which were their EPs of the early to mid 80s, which were all absolutely terrific, and once again proving that you can bring out limited releases that then become albums and everything becomes brilliant. And I wasn't expecting to say any of that. So anyway, what's Dan Vandal's website?
danvandals.com.
No, danvandals.co.uk. Call of the Internet 5, Tony 2. Fancy your stoner rock punk top? I know I do. This is Whiskey Going Free.
Upside Downer.
Martin style, his dress for action. Martin style, his bar generation. Martin style, his dress for action. Martin style, his bar generation. The way you walk on, or standing in the streets. Kids still marching on, a thousand different beats. Try to use it, get used it by a brand. Try to use it to keep the new trend. Martin style, kids dress for action. Martin style, the smart generation. Martin style, kids dress for action. Martin style, the smart generation. It's a version of normalcy, can't start from the boots. The way you're living, where you find your roots. People pass by, as many different brands. Try to use it, to keep the new trend. Martin style, kids dress for action. Martin style, the smart generation. Martin style, kids dress for action. Martin style, the smart generation. Martin style, Martin style, Martin style. Martin style, Martin style, Martin style. Martin style.
listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed The Offenders and a track called Martin Style from their latest album, which I strongly recommend all the way through. If you're going to call yourselves Hooligan Ska, you've got to live up to it. And there's some brilliant songs on it. Really, really great album called Simply X. What I want to know is, what is The Offenders' website?
TheOffendersBand.com.
No, TheOffenders.eu.
Huh.
Paulie B. Internet 6, Tony 2, ha. If you're listening to the show for the first time, you may think that I have an encyclopedic knowledge of politics, jokes, and music. But what you've actually heard this week is every single thing I know. One thing I don't know yet, Tony, is whether you've got a twat or not.
No, I don't.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I know.
Right.
If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me. As mentioned in previous weeks, if you don't email me twat, I can't feature on the show. It's quite a simple principle, really. So if you do have a twat, you know someone who's a bit of a twat, or even a public figure who you think may be a bit of a twat, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Not even a mention of a pig this week in this twat.
No,
nothing.
You know, I really thought there'd have been a Cameron one this week.
Yeah, not one.
Really thought. Yeah, but anyway, so these things happen, don't they? I like this thing back. However, Tony, has anything happened with our iTunes plea? Have you looked?
Let me have a look.
To see if we've had any reviews yet, because we need some, don't we?
Yeah, we haven't had any reviews that I've seen yet.
Basically, if you're on iTunes, go to however you do it. What do? You go to podcast.
If you go to punkyradio.com, there's a link.
Oh, there you
on
go.
There. Yeah. There's a, on the under where it says Punky on the top, there's a row, there's a band with various icons on it, and one's an
iTunes.
If you've
got iTunes, just do it. It doesn't take you very long. So leave a review for us. It helps move us up the charts. Now, we don't always explain this that well, but if we get more reviews, for some reason, they move us up the iTunes chart. And the further we go up the charts, the more people hear the show. The more people hear the show, they hear the terrific, often unsigned and independent music that we play. They get an education for their ears, and some of them then go and buy the music, thus keeping the entire scene going. So simply by leaving us a 5-star review telling us how absolutely brilliant we are, you help music.
And we don't get anything out of it. We get nothing financial out of it. But it does, as I say, it helps us get more listeners.
Yeah. We do get something out of it. We get our egos.
Egos get stroked a little bit, of course.
Yeah, they do get stroked a bit.
We are 256 on the iTunes chart at the minute. And that's lower than we was last 50. Time.
We need to be top 50. So, come on, if you haven't reviewed already, do it. Doesn't take very long. And we don't know why it should be a reason to move up the charts. But it does.
I think the problem, I think the fact is that not many reviews happen. So even one review is a remarkable event in iTunes life. So
in iTunes land.
Yeah, so it does make... One will help to do it. Snow Patrol is 5 ahead of us.
Oh, hell's bells.
I'm putting my phone down.
If you really want Punky Radio to be below Snow Patrol in the iTunes music chart, then don't leave a review this week. And if we haven't moved up the chart this week, next week, we're playing 9 Snow Patrol tracks.
All the same.
Yeah. And in between it, we're just going to read out phone numbers from people. No, we'll just read out email addresses of people we know that listen to the show that haven't left reviews.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what we'll do.
That's right.
Pressure.
A little bit.
The heat is on. Right, should play one last track this week?
Yep.
I don't know about you, Tony, but I'd like a bit of conventional 90s pop punk by a relatively new band from Lyon.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Excellent. Well, we played comedy metalcore. I never thought we'd do that.
No, that's true.
A band called Lashing Fred got in touch with me this week, Tony, saying we wondered whether you'd like to consider us for your show. And yes, I would. Had a listen. Liked it. Had a few tracks to listen to. Pick one that I liked. Here it comes. You can find more about Lashing Fred by going to their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/lashingthread. Fred. Ah.
It is Lashing Fred. I will take your second answer.
Thank you.
He's kept it simple. He's come up trumps. Paulie with Instead 6, Tony 3. Try it.
We'll be right back. can I feel the grass and summer drum? Lost my pride, I'm just a man, you should not be backing up. Gonna wake up for a very first time. Gonna do my best to keep it clean.
A few times recently, but well, that's about the size of it. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week, Tony. I was going to talk to you about Doctor Who.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's a good
I've
job I didn't
recorded it. Yeah,
let's have a little chat about Doctor Who next week, shall we?
Yep, I'll make sure I watch it.
Make sure you write it down, because I will forget, because I'm older than you.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll remember.
All right, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Sure, we are on Podunk. Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E, and we're on TBFM, which you can find at tbfmonline.co.uk.
And we love you all. Thanks very much for listening this week. Don't forget to leave an iTunes review. We might see you while we're knocking about in our respective areas. Who knows?
Who knows?
I've never used that sentence before. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog!
Apoog!
Bunch of guns, yeah.